Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
We've all had it, that big idea, and we know that if we do nothing, it's never going to happen. In a recent US-based Fiverr study, 25% of people had business ideas in the past 18 months, but the majority never pursued them due to lack of resource. Visit Fiverr.com today to turn nothing into something special. Welcome back to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. I'm your host, Ishan Akbar. This week, I'm joined by a guy who helps businesses level up through his digital-first approach to marketing. He's the author of the book, The Age of Influence. It's Neil Schaefer. Neil has spent many years working closely with some pretty big brands on their influencing strategies, which is why he is here to tell us how to use influencer marketing effectively. Right, now, for the uninitiated, what is influencer marketing?
Actually, influencer marketing taps into really decades old, if not centuries old, tactic of leveraging famous people to promote your brand or product. In the early days, one says that, you know, Wedgwood was adopted by the Queen of England, and therefore his, you know, the Queen being the ultimate influencer in England, that led to Wedgwood becoming the famous brand it is today. And then we had the advent of film and radio and then TV commercials, what have you. But these days, if you know of any people that are under, say, 25, and you actually spy on them and see what media they consume TikTok and social media like we used to consume TV and radio. So it makes sense. My daughter last night was creating her own dinner. I'm like, what are you creating? She says, oh, well, some TikToker did this viral video that had like 10 million views about this recipe and everyone's doing it now. There's a whole new generation of people creating content, creating videos that are influencing more and more people today. The concept of influencer marketing is how businesses can tap in to those people so that they can help promote their brand, their product, their service to that influencer's community.
What mistakes do you see people commonly making when it comes to influencer marketing?
Biggest mistake, they're just trying to get the celebrities who cost a lot of money, who have probably never used your product, may not even be interested in using your product, but will gladly take your money because that's their business model. You want to tap into people that have a genuine interest in your product. The big mistake that most companies do is they never reach out to the people that are already using their product. Their customers, their fans, the people following them in social media, the people that are already talking about them to develop relationships. Maybe these people don't have a million followers. Maybe they only have 1,000, but they're already invested in the brand. They're already a customer. You didn't have to pay them to talk about you. And those are the people that become your brand advocates. Those are the people who, if you create a program with the right incentives and you create a community, you know, around your fans, around your customers, this is the type of thing that can drive incredible ROI because you don't have to ask these people to talk about you. They're already doing it naturally. You're just recognizing them. You always want someone that's already a customer of yours or already has an interest in what you do.
Our listeners range from people who are trying to start their own kind of businesses through to working for huge, huge organizations. What tip would you give them to begin improving their influencer marketing strategy just from now?
Man, it comes down to relationships. Who has a voice in the market you want to tap into? They are all searchable. You do a Google search, you do a YouTube search, you do an Instagram search, you do a LinkedIn search, a Twitter search. Find people that are creating content around the types of product or service that either your startup or your big brand is creating and see how you can develop relationships with them. Follow them, like their content, comment, right? And then go into your own database and see. I've had clients of mine that actually went into their customer database and realized that they already had influencers, like verified six-figure follower Instagram influencers that were already their customers, right? So bring all the data together there are, we call them email appending services. You upload an email database and it will spit out social media profiles if they use that email address. This is all public information. It's GDPR compliant. There's a lot of things you can do with data to try to find who these people are, but start with your fans, your followers, your customers, and work your way up there. If you're a startup, make friends with those content creators. I would give them product. Don't invest in Facebook and Google ads. Invest in people.
Now, you're clearly very passionate about this area, about marketing, branding. What excites you most about marketing and branding?
I love it when great companies that are creating great products find success. Because as we know, it's not always the best product doesn't always win. I mean, I'm going to age myself here, but you know, many people say Betamax was superior to VHS. Many people say CDs. My father was an audiophile. CDs, they ruin the quality of audio. And look at MP3s now, right? The best doesn't always win. So I love when I hear about people that make genuinely great products that win in the market. I sort of like the underdog. And I believe that digital marketing is the great equalizer for those people, those companies that really get it. They can be wildly successful and beat out competitors that are much bigger than them. Might take time, but that's what really excites me, what gets me going. And I just love to help every business I can that is the underdog, you know, help them find the success that they deserve through the hard work and through the ingenuity of their product or service.
With that in mind, then, what advice would you give to non-marketers who are trying to market themselves or their business?
Yeah, you know, I am not a marketer by trade. I've never taken any classes on marketing. I am a salesperson. I went to liberal arts college. But what I learned in doing business in Asia is a very, very holistic perspective on business. And if you have ever done business in different countries, Europe as well, probably doing business in the UK, in France, and Germany is going to require three different sort of modes of operation, three different ways of engaging with people. I think having a holistic view of business and understanding people, what makes people tick, what makes people want to buy something, I think is really the core skill that has helped me think very, very holistically about business, about social media, about marketing. So really think, you know, why did you buy this product? Why did you buy that product? And what you realize is that big consumer brands have done a very, very good job of creating emotional attachment through their branding. Mm. So how can you create an emotional attachment of yourself, your personal brand, or your business brand? And I really think it begins with content creation. Now, whatever you're passionate about, that's where I'd start. The idea being, you know, what would you like to tell someone? What you know, I love music. I'd love to start a podcast just about 4AD, 80s alternative rock, right? That passion will help you build a personal brand. And from that, you learn a lot. I started with my own blog about LinkedIn, just answering questions about LinkedIn that people asked me on LinkedIn. But that fueled everything. So once you begin to create content around something that you're passionate about, you're going to learn a lot. You learn by doing. That's how I did it. And that's how I recommend you do it. And your own brand is the best way to start.
What are you excited about that's coming ahead for you, coming next for you? What are you excited about?
Well, I'm excited about this next book that I'm writing, which is still a work in progress. I am a social media marketing professional, and I've been known in the market for my social media marketing. And more recently, I wrote a book on influencer marketing called The Age of Influence. But I now, with coronavirus, see that digital, what is old is new, what is boring is sexy. And I find that many companies have been focusing so much on social media and influencer marketing that they've forgotten about key things like search engine optimization or email marketing and marketing automation. And I also have a different perspective on them because I look at it from the eyes of social media. So I'm really excited to write this book, get it out there. And I believe that to be successful in digital, you actually need to have an analog approach to all this. Similar to how relationships are what rule social media, I believe that relationships are key everywhere in digital.
Neil, thank you so much for your time on 929. I've really enjoyed chatting to you. It seems simple enough, but having influencers that really care about your brand by them using it already creates the authenticity in your marketing that comes from them knowing your brand or products already. Investing in people helps your brand grow. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Please take some time to leave us a review, and I'll see you again very soon. Bye-bye.